everybody, and welcome back to a new week with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. This is Harriet, and I will be reading for you this Sunday, the 11th of October or the 23rd of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. Outside of Israel, this is the last day of Sukkot, the Simchat Torah, the rejoicing of the Torah, because it is customary among the Jewish people since ancient times to double the festival Shabbats or the Yom Tov outside of Israel. So as we have concluded the Simchat Torah, the Shmini Atzeret, the eighth day of Sukkot here in Israel, now you start in the nations with the last day. It's a very exciting day. In the synagogues, you read the end of the Torah scrolls and the end of Deuteronomy, and you wait while the roll is being rolled back to the very beginning, and you read a little portion from Genesis, and you start the whole cycle over again with reading the scriptures. And we will do so here today as well. Today in history, King Solomon sends the people home after a 14-day celebration. Then on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people to their tents, rejoicing and happy of heart because of the goodness that the Lord had shown to David and to Solomon and to his people. And that is from 2 Chronicles 7:10. The parasha now, the first parasha for this new cycle, is called Bereshit, in the beginning. And there are three portions from the Torah. First of all, Deuteronomy 33:1 through 34:12, which is the end of the Torah, and then from the beginning again, Genesis 1:1 to 2:3. And also we're reading Numbers 29:35 through 30:1. Before we start reading the scriptures, let's bless the Lord and thank Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed Bnei Israel before his death. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai and dawned on Bnei Israel from Seir. He shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the holy myriads, blazing fire for them from his right hand. Indeed, a lover of peoples is he. All his kedushim are in his hand. They followed in your steps, each receiving your words. Torah, Moses commanded us, a heritage for the community of Jacob. He became king in Jeshurun when the heads of the people gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let Reuben live and not die, though his people became few. Now this is for Judah. He said, 'Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Bring him to his people. His hands contended for him, so you will be a help against his foes.' For Levi, he said, 'Let your Thummim and Urim be with your pious man. You tested him at Massa. You strived with him at the waters of Meribah.' He said of his father and mother, 'I have not seen them,' nor did he acknowledge his brothers or recognize his children, for they observed your word and kept your covenant. They will teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your Torah. They will put incense in your nose and whole burnt offerings on your altar. Lord, bless his resources. Find favor in the work of his hands. Crush the loins of those who rise against him and hate him, so they do not rise again. For Benjamin, he said, 'The beloved of the Lord rests securely beside him. He shields him all day long. Between his shoulders he rests.' For Joseph, he said, 'May his land be blessed by the Lord and with heavenly bounty from the dew and from the deep lying beneath, and with the bounty of the sun's produce and the month's yield, and with the best from the ancient mountains and the bounty of the everlasting hills, with earth's bounty and its fullness, and the favor of the one dwelling in the bush. May it come on Joseph's head, on the crown of the prince among his brothers. The firstborn ox, majesty is his. His horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he gores peoples all at once to the ends of the earth. They are the myriads of Ephraim. They are the thousands of Manasseh. For Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. Peoples they call to the mountain. There they offer righteous sacrifices. For they suckle the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. For God, he said, blessed is the one who enlarges God. Like a lion he crouches and tears off an arm or even the crown of a head. He chose the best for himself, for there was a marked portion was reserved. He came with the heads of the people. He carried out the Lord's justice and his judgments for Israel. For Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's cub leaping out of the Bashan. For Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the sea and the south. For Asher, he said, most blessed of sons is Asher. May he be the favorite of his brothers, and may he dip his foot in oil. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze. As your days, so will your strength be. There is none like God, Yeshurun, riding through the heavens to your aid and through the skies in his majesty. A refuge is the ancient God, and underneath are everlasting arms. He drove out the enemy before you and said, destroy. So Israel rests in safety. Untroubled is Jacob's fountain, in a land of grain and new wine. Yea, his heavens dripped you. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph? Your enemies will cower before you, and you will trample on their backs. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. The Lord showed him all the land, Gilead to Dan, and all of Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, and the Negev, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, this is the land that I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, as was from the mouth of the Lord. Then he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no one knows of his burial place to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his vigor gone. Bnei Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping, mourning for Moses, was ended. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So Bnei Israel listened to him and did just as the Lord had commanded Moses. There has not risen again a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, with all the signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Paro, all his servants, and all his land, by the strong hand and great awe that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. That was Deuteronomy 33:1 through 34:12. And that finishes the books of the Torah. And now we go back to the very beginning and start the new cycle for this new year of reading. And we go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Through chapter 2 and verse 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was chaos and waste. Darkness was on the surface of the deep. And the Ruach Elohim was hovering over the surface of the water. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good. So God distinguished the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So there was evening, and there was morning, one day. Then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the water. Let it be for separating water from water." So God made the expanse, and it separated the water that was below the expanse from the water that was over the expanse. And it happened so. God called the expanse sky. So there was evening and there was morning, a second day. Then God said, "Let the water below the sky be gathered to one place. Let the dry ground appear." And it happened so. God called the dry ground land, and the collection of the water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the land sprout grass, green plants yielding seed, fruit trees making fruit, each according to its species, with seed in it, upon the land." And it happened so. The land brought forth grass, green plants yielding seed, each according to its species, and trees making fruit with the seed in it, each according to its species. And God saw that it was good. So there was evening and there was morning, the third day. Then God said, "Let lights in the expanse of the sky be for separating the day from the night. They will be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. They will be for lights in the expanse of the sky to shine upon the land." And it happened so. Then God made the two great lights, the greater light for dominion over the day, and the lesser light as well as the stars for dominion over the night. God set them in the expanse of the sky to shine on the land, and to have dominion over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Let flying creatures fly above the land across the expanse of the sky." Then God created the large sea creatures and every living creature that crawls, with which the water swarms according to their species, as well as every winged flying creature according to their species. And God saw that it was good. Then God blessed them by saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the water in the seas. Let the flying creatures multiply on the land." So there was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. Then God said, "Let the land bring forth living creatures according to their species, livestock, crawling creatures, and wild animals according to their species." And it happened so. God made the wild animals according to their species, the livestock according to their species, and everything that crawls on the ground, each according to its species. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sea, over the flying creatures of the sky, over the livestock, over the whole earth, and over every crawling creature that crawls on the land." God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the land and conquer it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the flying creatures of the sky, and over every animal that crawls on the land." Then God said, "I have just given you every green plant yielding seed that is on the surface of the whole land, and every tree which has the fruit of a tree yielding seed. They are to be food for you. Also for every wild animal, every flying creature of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the land, which is life, every green plant is to be food. And it happened so. So God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. So there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So the heavens and the earth were completed, along with their entire array. God completed, on the seventh day, his work that he made, and he ceased, on the seventh day, from all his work that he made. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, for on it he ceased from all his work that God created for the purpose of preparing. That was Genesis 1:1 through 2:3. And a final portion from the Torah today is Numbers chapter 29, verse 35 through chapter 30 and verse 1. On the eighth day there shall be for you an assembly. You are to do no regular work. You are to offer to the Lord a burnt offering, a fire offering, a pleasing aroma, one bull, one ram, and seven male lambs, a year old, without defect, and their grain and drink offerings with a bull, ram, and lamb, corresponding to their number according to the regulations, and a goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain and drink offerings. You are to prepare these for the Lord at your Moedim, in addition to your vow and freewill offerings, along with your burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offering, and fellowship offerings. So Moses told Bnei Israel all that the Lord commanded Moses. Moses spoke to the princes of the tribes of Bnei Israel, saying, "This is what the Lord has commanded." That was Numbers 29:35 through 30 and 1. Now we have come to our portion for the prophets, and that is today Joshua chapters 1 and 2. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, saying, "My servant Moses is dead. So now arise, you and all these people, cross over this Jordan to the land that I am giving to them, to Bnei Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I am giving to you, as I spoke to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates River, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Chazak, be strong. For you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be very strong and resolute to observe diligently the Torah which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the Torah should not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will make your ways prosperous, and then you will be successful. Have I not commanded you? Chazak, be strong. Do not be terrified or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Then Joshua commanded the officials of the people, saying, "Go through the camp and charge the people, saying, 'Prepare provisions, for within 3 days you will be crossing over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess it.'" Then Joshua spoke to the Reubenites, Gadites, and half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, Remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, The Lord your God has given you rest and has assigned to you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle will remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But you will cross over before your brothers armed, all the mighty men of valor, and will help them, until the Lord gives your brothers rest, as he has given you, and they also possess the land that the Lord your God is giving them. Then you will return to the land of your inheritance, and possess what Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you, beyond the Jordan, towards the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, saying, All that you have commanded us we will do, and wherever you send us we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you, as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not obey your words in all that you command him, he will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent out 2 spies from Shittim, saying, Go, explore the land, especially Jericho. So they went and came to the house of a prostitute, whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. The king of Jericho was told, Some men from Bnei Israel have just come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who came to you, who entered your house, for they have come to spy out all the land. But the woman took the 2 men and hid them and said, Yes, the men did come to me, but I didn't know where they were from. So when it was time to shut the gate at dark, the men went out, and I don't know where they went. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax that she had spread out on the roof. So the men pursued them on the roads to the fords of the Jordan. As soon as the pursuers had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof, and she said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. Dread of you has fallen on us, and all inhabitants of the land are melting in fear before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Sea of Reeds before you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the 2 kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard about it, our hearts melted, and no spirit remained any more in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God, in heaven above and on earth beneath. So now please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's house. Give me a true sign that you will spare the lives of my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all who belong to them, and save our lives from death. The men said to her, Our life for yours, if you don't report this business of ours. Then it will be when the Lord gives us the land that we will deal kindly and loyally with you. So she lowered them down by a rope through the window, for her house was in the wall. She was living in the wall. Then she said to them, Go to the hill country, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days until the pursuers return. Afterward, you may go your way. Then the men said to her, We will be released from this oath that you have made us swear, unless when we come into the land, you tie this line of scarlet thread in the window through which you lowered us down, and gather to yourself in the house your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. Whoever goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood will be on his head, and we will be innocent. But whoever is with you in the house, his blood will be on our head if any hand is laid on him. But if you divulge this business of ours, then we will be released from your oath you have made us swear. So she said, "According to your words, so be it." Then she sent them away. After they had gone, she tied a scarlet cord to the window. Then they departed and came to the hill country. They stayed there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. Now the pursuers had looked for them all along the road, but had not found them. Then the two men returned, came down from the hill country, crossed over, and came to Joshua, son of Nun. They reported to him all that had befallen them. "Surely the Lord has given all the land into our hands," they said to Joshua. "Indeed, all the inhabitants of the land have melted in fear before us." That was Joshua chapters 1 and 2. And in our portion from the writings, today we start with Psalm 1. And we will be reading Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. "Happy is the one who has not walked in the advice of the wicked, nor stood in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the Torah of the Lord, and on his Torah he meditates day and night. He will be like a planted tree over streams of water, producing its fruit during its season. Its leaf never droops, but in all that he does he succeeds. The wicked are not so, for they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand during the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin." "Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples mutter vanity? The kings of earth set themselves up, and rulers conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let's rip their chains apart and throw their ropes off us. He who sits in heaven laughs. The Lord mocks them, so he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury. I have set up my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will declare the decree of the Lord. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance, and the far reaches of the earth as your possession. You shall break the nations with an iron scepter. You shall dash them into pieces like a potter's jar. So now, O kings, be wise. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he become angry and you perish along your way, since his wrath may flare up suddenly. Happy is everyone taking refuge in him." That was Psalm 1 and Psalm 2. And our final portion today is from the Apostles, and it is Matthew chapter 1. The book of the genealogy of Yeshua HaMashiach ben David ben Avraham. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac fathered Jacob. Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. Judah fathered Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez fathered Hezron. Hezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Aminadab. Aminadab fathered Nachshon. Nachshon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab. Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth. Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David, the king. David fathered Solomon by the wife of Uriah. Solomon fathered Rehoboam. Rehoboam fathered Abiah. Abiah fathered Asa. Asa fathered Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat fathered Joram. Joram fathered Uzziah. Uzziah fathered Jotham. Jotham fathered Ahaz. Ahaz fathered Hezekiah. Hezekiah fathered Manasseh. Manasseh fathered Amon. Amon fathered Josiah, and Josiah fathered Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the exile to Babylon. After the Babylonian exile, Yeconiah fathered Shealtiel. Shealtiel fathered Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel fathered Abiud. Abiud fathered Eliakim. Eliakim fathered Azor. Azor fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Achim. Achim fathered Eliud. Eliud fathered Eleazar. Eleazar fathered Matan. Matan fathered Jacob. And Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Miriam, from whom was born Yeshua, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the Babylonian exile are 14 generations. And from the Babylonian exile until the Messiah are 14 generations. Now the birth of Yeshua the Messiah happened this way. When his mother Miriam was engaged to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Ruach HaKodesh. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, made up his mind to dismiss her secretly. But while he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Miriam as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Ruach HaKodesh. She will give birth to a son, and you shall call his name Yeshua, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Miriam as his wife. But he did not know her intimately until she had given birth to a son. And he called his name Yeshua. That was Matthew chapter 1, and that was our final part of reading of scriptures from Daily Bread today. If you will be reading through the New Testament or the Apostolic Scriptures twice this cycle, you would today start by reading James chapter 1 as well. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Have a blessed last day. Final day of Sukkot, Simchat Torah, rejoice of the Torah. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.